Hello, this is Marshall Bryan, pastor of Lyerly United Methodist Church, with your morning devotional on WZQZ. Good morning to everyone. This past Sunday, June 5th, 2022, was what is known in the Christian calendar as Pentecost Sunday, traditionally viewed as the birthday of the church. Acts chapter 2 describes the disciples being gathered in one place on the day of Pentecost. On that day, the believers in Jesus Christ received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Later that same day, it says that over 3,000 were baptized and were added to the church. In Matthew 16:18, Jesus clearly states, "I will build my church." The word church is mentioned well over 100 times in the New Testament, depending on which translation you read. But what exactly is the church? The word translated church in the New Testament typically comes from the Greek word ekklesia, which means body of believers. The church is therefore a body of believers. The Apostle Paul described the church in 1 Corinthians 12 as a body containing many different and various parts. There are, of course, many differing denominations and independent churches composed of bodies of believers. But something we must keep in mind, regardless of denomination, regardless of church affiliation or whatever, Jesus is the head of the church. The Apostle Paul states this plainly in Ephesians 5 when he declared, "Christ is the head of the church." Paul also said this in that chapter, "Christ loved the church and gave himself for it." So Christ said he would build the church. Christ is the head of the church, and Christ loves the church. But which church? Which church did Christ build? Which church is Christ head of? Which church is loved by Christ? Friends, the answer is, and should be, all of them. In the Apostles' Creed, which many churches incorporate into their worship, it has a line that says this, quote, "I believe in the Holy Catholic Church." Now that's actually an unfortunate rendering of the word. The actual word for Catholic is universal, not a specific denomination. Friends, I believe in the Church Universal, with Christ as the head. And I hope that all of you do as well. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for Jesus Christ, the head of the church. Inspire us to always look to him for his leadership. It is in his name we pray. Friends, I would like to invite you to join us in worship at 11 o'clock each Sunday morning at Lyerly United Methodist Church, which is located across the street from Lyerly Elementary School. Also, please check out our church Facebook page, where our weekly worship services are recorded and posted each Sunday afternoon. Have a good day, and may God bless.